Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Hello, welcome to the show. It's the April Music Show to try to, you know, break up all the coronavirus COVID-19 talk and all the doom and gloom of tours canceled and experts saying that we're not going back on tour till 2021 and whatnot. So needed a little bit of an escape, and I will get back to a regular podcast schedule soon. But I've just been focusing on other stuff. I did get another Black Alpaca song done, so I'll try to get that up this week on josthq.bandcamp.com. And if you need the link, just go to my Facebook, facebook.com/josthq, or my Twitter or my Instagram. I'll link it on all my sites. But I did get that done. That was a lot of fun. Me and Nick were cracking up as we did it. And I sent it to Howard. He loved it, so we're gonna get it up. And that was a nice little diversion of, you know, from all the doom and gloom, getting to make our joke band more of a reality by releasing a second single, hopefully this week. But again, yeah, that'll be up on josthq.bandcamp.com. And we've been, you know, we've been really busy at martyrstore.net. So big thank you to Baudette. Big thank you to Steve. Big thank you to Jesse. Everybody who's been helping. We got the Hatebreed limited edition reprints up, and they're pretty much all sold out by the time you're listening to this. If you are listening on Monday, well, 5 p.m. Monday, 5 p.m. EST, there will be another limited drop if you missed the first two. Martyrstore.net, martyrstore.net. And this has been easily my busiest month on Depop. So I can't get to all those shout outs on today's episode, but I do want to get to as many as possible. I want to keep the gratitude going. It was a little dark over the weekend, you know, thinking, God, Saturday I was like, man, I'm supposed to be at Wembley Arena. And then I was like, wait a second, you got to suck it up. This is, you got it way better than most, and you got to be grateful. And sure enough, I go on to my phone, which I've been kind of avoiding, and I see that the Depop's going crazy, and I did get a lot of the messages and a lot of the emails, and everyone who listened to the Joey Belladonna episode. And it was kind of split half and half, you know, as far as people liking the sound quality, not liking the sound quality, also not really wanting to hear coronavirus talk. So I totally understand. But again, it was recorded like a week before we put it out. So that's another thing with these episodes. It's like, by the time they come out, is it really still going to, everything's changing. Is it really still going to be topical? We shall see. I will try to get the Mark Morton and Joey Sturgis episodes up ASAP, at least for, you know, Gas Digital subscribers. But anyways, so back to the gratitude. So yeah, I was like, God, you know, there are people who've you know, lost their jobs. There's people who are on the front lines, people who are doing deliveries, or, you know, can't go see their families, can't go see their friends. So I can't complain about not being able to, you know, be on tour. And I don't, you know, I don't expect people to sympathize, and why should you? I mean, everybody's got problems right now, and we got to have that perspective, right? We got to reach out to people who are less fortunate, and we got to make sure they're doing okay. And I've been doing a bunch of that as well, which feels good. And yeah, so people have reached out to me, and I'm like, don't worry about me, but thank you seriously so much. It's incredible, all the support. So thank you to Justin Steven over in Calgary, Alberta, Canada. Thank you so much for your generosity, Justin. Also Chuck Haliak in Burkittstown, PA. Adam Prime in Essex, Massachusetts. Philip Paws in Keene, New Hampshire. Jonathan Lambert in Columbia, South Carolina. Tim Barrett in Oswego or Owego, New York. Is it Oswego, Owego? New York, Mallory Sipple in Longwood, Florida, Pamela Piercy in Turlock, California, Rex Napier in Weber City, Virginia, Joseph Mers, Joe, shout out to Joe in East Meadow, New York, Dennis Heaton in Middletown, Maryland, Dallas Bolin, shout out to Dallas, thank you, Dallas, everybody who's donated on Venmo, I do have care packages going out to you, I didn't forget about you. Also, Adam Mecklenburg in Waupun, Wisconsin, Garrett Keeping in, all right, wish me luck on this pronunciation, everyone. Coquitlam, British Columbia. Shout out to all our BC diehards out there smoking that BC bud. Every time we play in BC, you can smell that marijuana from the stage. It's always very potent. And Tyler Klein in El Dorado, Kansas. Of course, Jake Olszewski, Ben Lee, and so many others who are, once I do get back into the studio again now that we've been able to do it. We figured out a setup that's socially distanced where it's just two of us and we're never actually in the same room, or we're never actually within 10 feet of each other. We're going to have to do a new theme song and give you guys like a credit for basically being like executive producers of the show. So shout out to Jake and Ben as always. And yeah, this is for you.
Thank you for supporting the show. This is my way.
So thanks again, everybody who bought something off Depop or did a podcast donation sale at martyrstore.net or donated at, I think it's $JamieJosta on Cash App and then at Jamie Josta on Venmo or paypal.me/Josta. And again, there's so many that I have to get to, so many amazing, generous people that will get shout outs on the upcoming episodes because I didn't want to do basically 10 minutes of shout outs today. I will get these other episodes up and we'll get back to a normal schedule. And again, thank you for your patience. And I know there's a lot of articles coming out about the music industry and, you know, streams are down and podcast listens are down because people are watching video content more. So I will be switching to Zoom. And those will be up on our YouTube. Subscribe to the YouTube page, youtube.com/TheJosta Show. We finally got the URL, which is great. But yeah, the Mark episode and the Joey Sturgis episode, those are not on Zoom. They were on another app, and it's not the best sound quality. I ended up using a backup thing for them. It's a whole long ordeal, and I'm not going to bore you with it. We have the music show, and I want to spread some love to all the musicians and the artists and the bands and the labels out there that are struggling, so I want to pump up some killer heavy music for you today. All right, now on to the show.
It's the Josta Show!
My friend, the lead singer of Hatebreed, the infamous and notorious Jamie Josta is in the building. That's what's up.
Jamie Josta from the metal band Hatebreed. That guy's famous.
Coffee, death metal, and push-ups.
That's Jamie Josta. Remember Jamie Josta? You know him. He's a podcaster, but he's also a metal man.
I would say he lead that.
That shit is hard.
Hey everyone, welcome to the April Music Show. We are in unprecedented times right now, feeling the effects of this coronavirus pandemic. So now is the best time for us to support all the heavy bands that we like. And that's why I'm doing this show, bringing it back. I think we got to get out there and pre-order the records we love if we can, stream the records we love if we can, support all the artists and all the bands that we love if we are able to. Of course, you know, if you're out of a job or if you're down on your luck, like a lot of us are, I totally understand. But, you know, even just listening to this show, hopefully maybe you'll find a new band that you like or an old band that you forgot about, or maybe you just get an hour or two of distraction from all the craziness. So I hope that this podcast finds you dealing with this in a rational and sane manner. It's crazy. The text, the emails, the messages, the Instagram direct messages, the Facebook messages, all the stuff I'm seeing is pretty wild. So, and I will read some of those in just a second, but first we are going to talk about what you're going to hear on today's show as far as music. First, I'm going to start with stuff that came out recently within the last, you know, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, and stuff that's coming out this month. Then I'll get to some stuff that I think you should check out that you might have missed, and then at the end I'll get to some classic stuff. But yeah, let's kick off the show right now with some metal news.
Tell me what's in the metal news, bitch!
Well, I haven't really been up on a lot of metal news recently as I've been dealing with a bunch of behind-the-scenes recording stuff and trying to figure out Zoom and trying to figure out how the hell I'm gonna update my computer and free up space on my hard drives and or maybe even get a new computer and stop being such a caveman, and how I'm gonna figure out how to organize my email. I did a little bit of a digital declutter, which has been very helpful if anybody wants to try that while they're home. There's an article from 2018, I think, on lifehack.org. It's called 10 Digital Decluttering Projects You Need to Do, if anybody wants to check that out. But yeah, back to the metal news. So I went on theprp.com, for those of you who want to get up to date on some metal news, and I saw, shout out to Wookiebiss, he posted about Death Angel drummer Will Carroll, who, you know, obviously had a bad bout with coronavirus, and as did a bunch of people, you know, band members and crew members from the Testament Exodus Death Angel European tour. And the you know, he contracted the virus on the tour, and when he got home, he ended up hospitalized in a 12-day coma, where he also experienced heart failure, which is just absolutely, it's just crazy, you know, especially when you hear all these people downplaying the virus and stuff. So Carol, the article goes on to say, Carol, you know, recently he did an interview with Decibel magazine, and he's quoted, this is a quote from the interview in Decibel. He said, about 3 days after he was home from tour, his fiance said he looked and sounded terrible. She said he was wheezing in his sleep and struggling to breathe. The last thing that he remembered was, and he doesn't remember, was the last thing he didn't remember was the ambulance ride or getting to the hospital. He only remembered waking up after a 12-day coma with tubes stuck out of him and machines all around. He didn't even know he was in San Francisco. So it's really scary stuff. You can read the rest of the article on the PRP.com or check out the interview, I guess, in the most recent Decibel mag. I suggest you really check out what he was saying about what the things he experienced or he thinks he experienced during the coma. Like, he believes he went to hell and Satan was a woman. It's pretty wild. You got to check it out if you get a chance. All right. In other metal and hardcore news, I saw they also posted about a health expert is saying that they don't see live concerts returning until fall of 2021. And a lot of websites have picked up this story from the New York Times, the PRP included. It's a piece that you can read. I think you have to be a subscriber for some of their articles, but I think this one is up for free. This guy, Zeke Emanuel, who's the director of the Healthcare Transformation Institute at the University of Pennsylvania. He's also a host of a new podcast about coronavirus called Making the Call. He stated in this article, restarting the economy has to be done in stages, and it does have to start with more physical distancing at a work site that allows people who are at lower risk to come back. Certain kinds of construction or manufacturing or offices in which you can maintain 6-foot distances are more reasonable to start sooner. Larger gatherings, conferences, concerts, sporting events. When people say they're going to reschedule this conference or graduation event for October 2020, I have no idea how they think that's a plausible possibility. I think those things will be last to return. Realistically, we're talking fall 2021 at the earliest. So, and you can read more on newyorktimes.com, or you can read Wook's article on the PRP, but I see a lot of tweets about this, a lot of sites running with this quote, and just from what I know in what my agents are dealing with, European, UK, also our representatives that deal with like the Japanese promoters and some of the Southeast Asian promoters and even like the Australia promoter, everyone has different theories. And I think what we're going to see is as this curve is flattened out and as we have less deaths and more people being let home from the hospital who are no longer contagious, and then hopefully we don't have a lot of reinfections, like people coming down with it again or further spread. Like, if we can keep this lockdown going until, I mean, I hopefully we'll keep it going until the end of May or at least middle of May. I think then, you know, we'll start to really get a good idea. But right now, you know, it's weird because you see, like, Tommy Lee, I'm pretty sure this was a recent guest appearance. My daughter was saying he was on, she listens to, I think it's Tom Segura's podcast, but she was like, do you know Motley Crue? And I was like, yeah, I know Motley Crue. She's like, they're saying they're going out in June. And I was like, gosh, I don't know who's going to a fucking stadium in June, but what do I know? Seriously, like, I'm not the expert on this. I know Bloodstock is saying it's still happening in August. I think Summer Breeze in Germany is saying it's still happening. There's a couple other festivals that we're on in August in Germany that are still saying it's happening. I would feel safe about going to Germany. I guess it really depends on like where the artists feel safe, where the promoters feel safe, and where the fans feel safe. Because if the fans go, hey, I want refunds, I'm not sure what different ticket policies are. I know there's a recent article up about
Ticketmaster. I'll talk about that on a later Ticketmaster's refund policy. I'll talk about that on a later episode because I don't have the article and I'm waiting for it to be sent to me. But also keep in mind that I talk about things like with the whole world in mind. Like someone was saying, someone was emailing me and writing me messages like saying, what are you talking about, dude? Amazon's fucking open. I just ordered blah, blah, blah. I need to be more clear. So you know, Amazon's not just here. And there are records that were shipped prior to whatever March 1st that they have to still send out by whatever their agreement with the distributors and the labels. They weren't taking in any new product, and that's what I was meaning. Like you couldn't, like I can't send them more Josta CDs right now or more whatever. I can't. Like and I don't know what verified Amazon sellers are dealing with, but I've been talking to Nuclear Blast and I've been talking to various other labels, and they're like, yeah, the stuff that was scheduled for April release that they already had physical product, they are selling. But then after that, it's, we don't know. So there's still some stuff that's up in the air, and the same thing is going to happen with all these tickets, because I imagine people flying to certain places this August might go, you know what, I was going to fly from wherever and I don't feel safe and I want a refund, and who knows, it could be messy. But here's something I was thinking about, and I don't know if this is doable or possible, but I was thinking about, like, what if movie theaters started opening up but kept everybody like 5 seats away? Or what if we did like a live podcast, and not now, not anytime soon, but say we did it in June, or said we did it in July, but we like got, you know, like a big club like Toad's Place, and we literally sat everybody like 5 seats away. It might be cool. I mean, we don't want to put anybody at risk. You know, we don't want to seem like we're being insensitive, but I thought, man, it would be great to get out of the fucking house. Let me know what you think. JostaShow@gmail.com. Now it's time to answer some fan questions.
Answer some questions from the fans. Answer them. Answer some fans' questions, bitch. Answer that shit.
All right, first one comes from, this is on the hashtag AskJost on Twitter. This comes from Gary Johnson at Hardcore Lives On. Is his handle on Twitter. He writes in, would you ever put any of your old laminates on Depop? I'm thinking about it. Yeah, I was thinking about that because I already donated. I donated $500 to the Nomad Touring Crew Fund that Frank Finelli from The World We Knew is running, and they've already raised like $28,000. So thank you, anybody who donated. That's huge, especially for all these guys and girls that were planning to go on tour and are living paycheck to paycheck. This is life changing and definitely helpful. So yeah, maybe I'll do a bunch of laminates and donate some more to that. Previous Depop sales, I donated to the Parkway Drive bushfire relief and some other causes that were up. But yeah, I'll think about it. Some of them I don't really want to part with. And I was thinking about, for people who donate to the podcast, putting some of those in the care packages. But let me know what you think. JostaShow@gmail.com. Next one comes from Thomas Adkins. Thomas is at ThomasA41645031 on Twitter. That's a very crazy long Twitter handle. I don't know how we're going to remember that, Thomas. He writes in, hey, Joss, I hope you're doing well with all this COVID shit. Yours is, ours is. Oh, all right. I guess we're going on. You know what, Thomas? I'll say this. I'll get to one more fan question, and then we'll get back to this. Next fan question is Brett S. at JB Has Eyes on Twitter. He writes in, if you're spending any quarantine working on public Spotify playlists, may I suggest a hard hip-hop jams list? Yes. Thank you for the reminder. I will get on that, and I've started compiling my top 20 hardest deathcore songs ever for a countdown, since the last Thrash countdown did pretty good. And we'll see how today's episode goes, because I'm going to get to some deathcore on today's episode and some standard death metal and some classic stuff too. But that's a good idea. I am going to have my buddy John walk me through how to do the public Spotify playlist, because it's fucking like 5 years overdue. And I'm like, why? I'm on Spotify. Like, I need to start utilizing it. So thank you, Brett. I appreciate that. All right, now back to Thomas Adkins. He's got a yours is, ours is.
Hold on. Let me tell you.
Yours is
and ours is.
Yours is
and ours is.
Yours is
and ours is.
Yours is.
Listen to me.
Yours is
and ours is.
Yours is
and ours is.
Yours is.
And ours is.
Yours is.
Listen to me.
All right, so this is a fan submitted yours is, ours is, which came in on the hashtag AskJosta. It usually comes in on the email. So thank you, Thomas, for bringing this to my attention because I wasn't even going to do this segment today, but we will check it out. All right, he said, you probably have done this one before. Weezer Hashpipe and For Whom the Bell Tolls. Oh my God, why can't I talk today? For Whom the Bell Tolls by Metallica. Stay safe, dude, and I'll crank up that hate breed tonight. Stay hard. Yeah, let's check it out. First, we will hear the beginning of Weezer's Hashpipe. Okay, I think I know what part you're talking about. I think it's like the 1 minute mark of For Whom the Bell Tolls. Let's hear that. Yeah, the picking is similar. One or two of the notes is similar. Is it the same tuning? I don't know. Let's hear Weezer's again real quick. Now let's hear Metallica again real quick. I mean, definitely, it's got to be Metallica inspired, right? I mean, everybody owes Metallica a sandwich. So Rivers Cuomo, who had to have been a metalhead or a hardcore kid at one point. Well, I don't know. Was he? I really don't know his history. I know they get a lot of love. I know they've done I'm pretty sure they did a Hatebreed ripoff shirt for one tour because I remember people sending me pictures of that where it said Weezer with the Hatebreed flames. Maybe their merch guy was a fan. I don't know. But yeah, why not? Rivers, yo, James and Kirk and the boys. Yeah. A sandwich or two, maybe. Buy them two. Buy the whole band some. Jersey Mike's is open. I've been seeing the ads. They've been crushing me with these ads on the fucking Hulu. I don't know why some of the shit on Hulu I watch has ads when I pay for Hulu, but whatever. I won't get into that. And you know what's funny is when I was getting ready to do this episode and I saw this, I thought, yeah, what is James's favorite sandwich? What is Kirk's favorite sandwich? And so I Googled Metallica's favorite food. And on musicfanclubs.org, there was a post that James's favorite food was meat and potatoes, barbecue, and oysters. And on metalheadzone.com, there was a post about James Hetfield revealing his pre-gig meal, but it was just a pre-gig meal. I think it was a little clickbaitish, but I'm not sure. But it was green salad and pork chops. But who knows? Maybe Rivers and the Weezer crew could get these guys, I don't know, some barbecue on a sandwich would be good at this point, right? All right, now we got the April Music Show. Hit the music.
Start this motherfucker!
Hey everyone, let's kick off the music portion of this show with some brand new Umbra Vitae. This is a new project featuring Jake Bannon, who's also in Converge and Wear Your Wounds. He also runs Death Wish Inc., who's been a great supporter of this podcast. The lineup of Umbra Vitae also includes guitarist vocalist Mike McKenzie from The Red Chord, and guitarist vocalist Sean Martin, who you've heard on this show, who you know used to be in Hatebreed. He's also in Wear Your Wounds with Jake, and he's also in Twitching Tongues. The lineup is rounded out by Greg Weeks from Red Chord and drummer John Rice, who used to be in Job for a Cowboy and Uncle Acid and a bunch of other bands. Their debut album, Shadow of Life, was recorded and mixed by Converge's Kurt Ballou, Jake's bandmate there, and it's coming out May 1st on Death Wish, which you can pre-order now over at orcd.co/UmbraVitae. That's UmbraVitae. And yes, I hit up Jake and said, dude, you got to tell me how to pronounce this fucking band name. Otherwise, I'm going to butcher it on the show and everybody's going to, the pronunciation police are going to come out. So let's check out the lead single. This is Umbra Vitae with Return to Zero. That shit was hard. That shit was harder than Wolverine's bones in a fucking lead body bag. All right. You could tell the cabin fever is kicking in here on the music show, but we are going to move right along. We got so many great releases coming out this month and next month, so I want to keep this show with a lot of current songs that I think you're going to really like. This next one, depending on when you're listening to this, is a song you haven't heard yet off the new The Black Dahlia Murder album, which is called Verminous. This is the second song off the album. Check it out. Here's The Black Dahlia Murder, brand new music with Godlessly.
Yeah.
Black Dahlia Murder always brings it, man. Another tasty album. Really, really, really love this album. And yeah, they rarely disappoint. I don't think they've ever really disappointed. If you can find me a sidestep in the Black Dahlia Murder's career, shoot me an email, joss@gmail.com. But definitely one of the most consistently just killer bands with great riffs, great melody, but also brutal vocals, brutal growls, great highs. Yeah. Just killer stuff as usual from Trevor and the boys. All right. I have a note here saying we do have 50 copies over at martyrstore.net. Oh, of the Moonstone Gray vinyl, for if you want to check that out after the show. Quick plug there. Now, what do you say we go to the hardcore scene or the heavy hardcore scene here? This is a straight edge band from Kentucky called Inclination. This came out, I think this came out last year around this time, March 2019, it says. This is the band Inclination with the track Inclination. That was Inclination with their track Inclination, hopefully off the album called Inclination. I think the only band to ever do that was Metal Church, right? Or did Iron Maiden do it? I don't know. I think Metal Church had an album called Metal Church and a song called Metal Church, which is hard. But yeah, that good stuff there from Inclination. And if you think it sounds a little bit like Knock Loose, it's because Isaac from Knock Loose is in the band. Hey, everybody. Today's show is brought to you by The Ridge. I love this company. They make the most quality wallet I own, the best quality duffel bag I own, and some of the coolest phone cases and other great products. You can check it all out over at theridge.com/Josta after the podcast today. And not only will you be supporting an amazing company that makes quality products, but you'll also be supporting this show so we can keep it going during quarantine and whatnot. Get 10% off today with free worldwide shipping and returns by going to ridge.com/Josta. That's ridge.com/Josta. Use the code Josta and you will get 10% off and free worldwide shipping and returns. Their products are so good that there's a lifetime warranty if you love it and free returns if you don't. The wallet, you got to check out. Get it down with that front pocket carry crew, that FPC crew. No more of that back pocket bullshit. We're on that front pocket tip now, okay? And that wallet comes in titanium, carbon fiber, aluminum, and over a dozen different styles and colors. Ridge Wallet is the future of wallets. This will be the last wallet you own. I'm trusting you. Trust me, you're going to love it. Ridge.com/Josta. Use the code Josta. Now back to the show. Next up, I got some Insidious Disease for you, which is kind of weird and ironic. They released this just a couple days ago, especially because the song is called Enforcers of the Plague. But I wanted to check it out, not only because we're label mates, but because it said it features current members of Dimmu Borgir, Morgoth, Nihil, Suspiria, and Napalm Death. So I was like, damn, all right, I'm going to have to check this out. And now you can too. This is Insidious Disease, Enforcers of the Plague.
We'll be right back.
That was Insidious Disease with their track Enforcers of the Plague from the upcoming Norwegian death metal conglomerate album. The album's called After Death. But yeah, that's what they were describing the band as. I was like, that's pretty good. I like that. Norwegian death metal conglomerate. You're down with that NDMC? That'll definitely make for some cool merch. All right, speaking of Napalm Death or members of Napalm Death, my buddy Shane Embry has another side project, not just Insidious Disease and Lock Up and Venomous Concept. And what was the other one there that I think he was working on? Was it Tronos? He's got an ambient project called Dark Sky Burial. So we're going to switch gears here and hear some of Shane's more experimental work. And he said that he's been forming ideas and concepts for Dark Sky Burial for a very long time. And he's been a lover of dark experimental music and a huge, you know, retro horror sci-fi movie fan. So this is some cool stuff. Let's check out this track, which you can get off the darkskyburial.bandcamp.com site right now. This is Homage to the Past. Stuff. It's really interesting to hear Shane get out of his comfort zone, you know, with all the grindcore and heavy metal and blast beat and insanity riffing to doing something like that, which you could totally hear as like a movie score. Check it out at darkskyburial.bandcamp.com. Love Shane. Great dude. Can't wait till all this crap is over and we get to play with Napalm again or any of his bands. It'd just be great to see him and get him back on the podcast. What do you say we go full caveman right now? We let a caveman live and we check out some new music from the band Gruesome. This is off a split with, I think, Exhumed, which is coming out. Yeah, it's Exhumed and Gruesome are coming out with a new split on Relapse Records. It features 5 brand new tracks. It says it's coming out on June 5th, and you can pre-order now at relapse.com, and it's a split 10-inch, which is very cool. And if you like what you hear, you can check out gruesomedeathmetal.bandcamp.com, and you can also check out relapserecords.bandcamp.com. But now let's hear the music. This is Gruesome with A Mind Decayed. All the world. Brother, killer new track from Gruesome off their split with Exhumed, which is coming out on Relapse. A split is called Twisted Horror. It's coming out June 5th. Exhumed and Gruesome teaming up to bring you some killer death metal on this new split. I'm looking forward to it. Definitely, I love these bands that just go right back to the old school style, like Obituary, Death, Autopsy, you know, all those bands. It's great. Now let's head across the ocean to Poland, where Vader are preparing their new album, Solitude in Madness, which I think it's still, I don't know if the release date is staying the same. I think it is, because it's coming out in Nuclear Blast for May 1st. I think Vader, Lamb of God, and a few other bands, because they had printed the stuff and handed in the masters like back in whatever, end of December, before the Christmas break, I'm pretty sure that they're still good and you can still pre-order and whatnot. But anyways, let's check out the brand new track. Here's Vader with Into Oblivion. That was Vader, brand new track, Into Oblivion, coming off the Solitude in Madness album, which is still on schedule to come out on May 1st. So it's good to know that we got that, the new Lamb of God. Definitely check out the new band that you're about to hear right now. New stuff from this band, Benighted, who, you know, I guessed on a track on this album. And I want to send out my heartfelt best wishes to them. Their vocalist, Julian, contracted the virus during his volunteer work. So thank you to Julian for even being out there on the front lines and volunteering. And make sure you check out the new album, Obscene Repressed, which, like I said earlier, I do a little guest vocal on there. The album's fucking killer, and it just came out April 10th on Season of Mist. Let's check out Benighted right now with their track, Nails. All right.
Stop! Imposing! Evil! Me! Me!
That was Benighted with their new track Nails off their album Obscene Repressed, which just came out April 10th. And you check out the song I did, I implore the Negative. A killer band, and we wish Julian all the best. Get well soon, bud. Going through the coronavirus. It's terrible news, but we're hoping that he makes a full recovery. I think he will. Hey, everybody. It's Jamie letting you know that today's episode is partly made possible by all your support of martyrstore.net, because a lot of web stores are closed right now. So we are in a facility that is deemed essential. We really lucked out here. We got Hatebreed merch, Crowbar, Josta, podcast t-shirts, and much more. Martyrstore.net, MartyrStore.net. I saw like Frankie from Amur was tweeting that their merch stores were closed. Guess what? We got some Amur shirts. Some of them are $5, some of them are $10. Check it out, especially if you wear a size small or medium. We want to blow out all the smalls or mediums to make room for the new merch. So we're doing a bunch of those on sale. Martyrstore.net, MartyrStore.net. Now back to the show. Now let's go back to one of my favorite releases from 2017. I'm talking about Carl and the Boys from Memoriam. You know, I love me some Bolt Thrower and I love me some Benediction. So I was happy when this record came out, and happy when Carl came on the podcast way back when. But let's check out one of my favorite songs from the record. This is Memoriam with War Rages On.
We'll be right back.
That was Memoriam with War Rages On. Since we've been leaning real death metal in this episode, now we're gonna go back to some metalcore, some hardcore, whatever you want to call it. I just heard this song about, I don't know, 3 weeks ago, 3-4 weeks ago. It's new music from the Acacia Strain. They have an EP, a digital EP called E, which is available now. If you go to Rise Records or check it out on YouTube, there's links to click through if you want to check out this video. But this is the Acacia Strain with a new track, The Lucid Dream, featuring Jess Nix. That was the Acacia Strain with The Lucid Dream featuring Jess Nix. Pretty much coming to the end of the show today. And thank you again, everyone. I appreciate you having patience while I fix the audio on the Mark Morton and Joey Sturgis episodes, which I'm going to get out as soon as possible. And then we'll be doing a bunch of new video episodes. So subscribe to the YouTube. Finally got the
the custom URL. It's youtube.com/thejostashow. If we get to 10,000 subscribers, which we're pretty close, we can do the drop down menu for merch. So all the old podcast shirts that have been out of print that we want to do print by demand, we can do that if you sign up for the YouTube, which would be great. We would be grateful if you could subscribe. All right. When I start to fucking stumble and mumble and you realize my brain is going to garbage, that means I need to wrap up the show. But we can't get out of here without a deep cut.
Deep cuts! Deep cuts! I fucking love me some deep cuts! Deep cuts! Deep cuts! Tell me your favorite motherfucking deep cuts!
All right, we're gonna end today's show with the Bay Area legends themselves. I'm talking about Testament, the brand new album, Titans of Creation, I think is out now by the time you're hearing this. And I gotta say, it is a fucking banger start to finish. Again, Testament, they let me know if they've ever had really a sidestep. Not really, not so much. Eric Peterson is a fucking riff machine. He's a riff beast. I need to do a riff beast shirt for him. Alex Skolnick, incredible. Chuck's vocals sound great. And when I got to the end of the album, I was like, holy shit, I can't believe this track is so killer. I can't believe it's so deep in the album. Let's see. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. It's the 10th song out of 12. I love it. The shit is sick. Steve DiGiorgio kicking it off with the killer bass lick here. Check it out. Here's Testament with Code of Hammurabi.
was Testament off the new album Titans of Creation with the track Code of Hammurabi. God damn, man. Testament still killing the game since 1983, man. And this lineup of Eric Peterson and Alex and Chuck and Gene and Steve, God, it's so good. This record's so good. Thank God for metal and hardcore and heavy music. I don't know what we would be doing. I don't know what else we'd be doing in this quarantine. I mean, I love podcasts and I love films, but definitely when you need that mood change, when you need that high energy, that new frequency, heavy music is just so good. So I'm really happy to bring the music show back this month, and I'll do one for next month as well. If you have any suggestions, hit me up, jostashow@gmail.com. And please, everybody, stay safe if you can. And shout out to all the first responders, the police, the firefighters, the nurses, the EMS workers, all the people who listen to this show that are out there, you know, putting themselves in harm's way to help people. I really appreciate it. And I will be back with Mark Morton once I fix the fucking audio and get everything going. But we're almost there, folks. So thank you for your patience. I love you all. Thank you all. Bye-bye. Hey everyone, it's a little outro after the outro. Thank you for listening to the music show. Let me know what you thought. And let me know what you're listening to. There's so many great releases out right now. I just listened to that whole R.A. the Rugged Man album. If those of you who are into real hip-hop, with R.A. is one of the illest MCs on the mic. This dude is incredible. Probably one of the best rappers out there ever of all time. That his new album's amazing. New Black Dahlia Murder is amazing. I'm still on the New Testament, still jamming that. A lot of people sent in a lot of great suggestions. People suggest this band Chemist. Kate, is that Chemist? Chemis, I think it's spelled. Send in your submissions of what we should be jamming while we're under quarantine. Jostashow@gmail.com. And leave me a message if you want to leave a voicemail. We'd love to play it on upcoming episodes. 201-677-8032. Let me know what you're watching. Let me know what you're listening to. Big thank you to The Ridge for bringing us today's episode. We appreciate their sponsorship. Visit ridge.com/josta. Use the code Josta for a great wallet or a great duffel bag or a phone case. All their products come with a lifetime warranty if you like it, or free returns if you don't. So it's a great deal. And I got that carbon fiber wallet. I love it. No more bullshit in my back pocket. I'm down with the front pocket carry crew, and you can be too. Ridge.com/Josta. Use the code Josta. Big thank you to Ridge. Also, check out martyrstore.net, martyrstore.net. Got a bunch of stuff on sale this week. Use the code JJ15 for 15% off. So, like Kirk Dream in Motion LPs. We got the double LPs back in stock. We got those white t-shirts with Kirk's face on it back in stock. What else we got? We got Josta When the Contagion Is You shirts back in stock. That first batch sold out. So I know some people were writing in, hey, again, you sold out a 2XL, 3XL, 4XL. Yes, but they are back in stock now. Martyrstore.net and a new Hatebreed drop every Monday. 5 p.m. Eastern for old reprints and event shirts that you might have missed out on the tour. Okay? I love you all. Thank you all. I'll be back with Mark Morton. Bye-bye.